place where he was able to see this nevoah.
That's
a Shemitz Pasra called Zia. Right. And then he saw the nevoah. Okay. Now, what is the difference? Let's see if we can analyze the difference between Yecheskel and between Yeshayahu. All right? Okay. Oh, like this. Not a different concept. There's two different ideas. You see, the Malachim are the Malachim say Kedusha, right? If I say there's two steps in Kedusha. One step is the Annunciation, and the second step is the Shevach. Okay? The second step is the Shevach. The nevuah that they use of Yeshayahu is the Annunciation. Koresh, Koresh, Koresh is the facts. Hashem Tzvokos Malach Alaretz Kevedai, those are the facts. But what happens, now we say what happens, when the Malachim realize, after the Annunciation, after the intelligences perceive God, the natural response is that they feel that they must be Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? So Baruch Kved Hashem Im Kaimai is the Shevach that the Malachim give. You understand? Because the perception of God renders in them a response, an automatic response of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See? That's why in the Tfilos Yetzer you say Le'um Asam Meshabchim Va'imrim Baruch Kved Hashem Im Kaimai. See? So there's two things. The first Kodesh is the Annunciation. But then after they perceive God, then the natural response is Shevach. So there's two parts to Kedusha. One is the Annunciation part, and one is the Shevach part. But in the Shevach, they can't be Meshabeach. Why can't they be Meshabeach? Because they don't know what the essence is. So they say, they only say one thing. Baruch Kved Hashem, Nim Kaimai. Where it is. That's it. That's the Kedusha. So, that's Kedusha. All right, there's two parts. One is the Annunciation, and the second is the Shevach. They don't know. That's what it means. It means that He is the source of the world. From the world you can see God, but you can see that there is another source somewhere. But that other source somewhere is not perceivable. Not to man, not even to the Malach. That's what it means. But what they understand of God evokes a natural response in them to Shevach. See? Once they perceive God. So the essence, what is the essence of Kedusha? The essence of Kedusha is two. Kedusha is the Annunciation. Baruch Kved Hashem and Kamei is the actual Shevach that the Malachim say. See? Okay. That's what it is. Those are the two parts. Now it concludes with, Yimlech isn't really the essence of Kedusha anymore. Yimlech, Shemlech. That's why it shouldn't be mastic certain times of Yimlech. Pesimlech, right? Pesimlech has an essence. Okay. Part of Kedusha, right? But what is it though? Why is it there really? Yimlech has to be reason there. You have it both places. And you have the difference in Pesukim. In the Kedusha, in the small point, in the Kedusha over here, when you say in Tefillah, you say Yimlech Hashem, Allah, Allah, Makai, Siyel, there are Luka, right? The other one is Hashem, Yimlech, Lelam, Hoed. And by Kedusha de Sidra. One is a pasuk from Tehillim, and the other one is a pasuk from the Chumash. Hashem Yimlech Lelam Vayad. The reason why they use the Hashem Yimlech Lelam Vayad by Kedusha Sidra, and then use Yimlech Hashem Le'olam, is very simple, because over there they need a Tirgum, and there's no Tirgum in Yimlech Hashem Le'olam. See? So that's why they use the pasuk Hashem Alchusi Koyim Lo'olam Mayat. So they use the Tirgum from Unkelus. Right, from Unkelus. So in our Kedusha use the pasuk from the Tehillim. Yimlech Hashem Le'olam Lakayach Tziyon L'dor V'dor Haluka. What does that pasuk mean? What does it mean? Yimlech Hashem Le'olam. No. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean eternity of God. Yimlech Hashem Le'olam Lakayach Tziyon L'dor V'dor Haluka. What does it mean? It's a tefillah. What does it mean? God should be a melech. Malchius, what does it mean God should be a Melech? It means that the whole universe should. When is God a Melech? What does it mean God? When God is a Melech, it means if you follow the Melech. If you rebel against the Melech, it's not a Melech. Right? So it's a tefillah, the Teres tefillah, that the whole world should act in accordance to His will. That Yimlech Hashem Le'olam Alakayach Tziyayin L'Devar Le'olam. It means that all His actions should be perfected. that we should, that God should become a melech through the fact that man perfects, lives in accordance to his way, to his concept, to the ultimate reality, right? Ah. So why do you say that after kedusha? Very simply, why? Because once you perceive the, once you perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you perceive the Kavod Hashem, there's one area where the Kavod Hashem is lacking. It's true now, you see the Kavod Hashem from the physical, that the universe, that's always, right? But there's one area where it's not being displayed, and that is in man's life, you see? Because man is not living according to the Hashgacha, so there's no Kavod Hashem on the contrary, see? So it's a, it shows that God's actions are not in accordance with perfection, because man isn't living in the perfected way. So Yom Hashem Le'Elo means that the whole universe should show Kvayt Shemayim. That's only when the when his system is will be implemented on this world. So that's how the conclusion. The conclusion is that the Kvayt Hashem should be expressed throughout the entire universe, not just in the physics, see, but in the social also, which means through God's Malucha. Yom Hashem Le'Elo Tzion L'Dorado Luka. The Mashiach and Beis HaMikdash and the whole system being implanted.
That's the same thing in Kedushas of Olam
here? I don't know. That's Kedusha over here. Okay. Alright. Now let's see. Now hold on. Now what about Otsiyain? Shem Malchusei Kohen. Olam Olmei Olmaya. Good question. But that's the same thing.
Talking
about
changes of
Yom
Lav,
the Kohen. Yeah, Kohen.
It's in existence now.
Oh, no.
The
same
as
Zonkulos,
right?
Yeah.
They always
talk
about changes.
Of course, right? And this essence is above the time. Timeless. That's not the time. It's outside, extra, outside time. Extra time.
Oh,
no. Now, one of Shatner brings down is the Pshat I said before, because they wanted to use the Tirgum of Unkulos. Because Tirgum of Unkulos is better. The Tirgum of Unkulos is better. That's why they used Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Void instead of Yimloch Hashem Lo'olam. Because they used Hashem Lo'olam, so they have to use the Tirgum of Yenis Ben Azil. But this Tirgum is better. But the only... Yeah. See, in other words, what they're saying is that there's two Tirgumim. On with the other Pesukim, you don't have two Tirgumim. But over here, you have all the Pesukim, so they use the other Tirgum. But it's a hard shot. I'll tell you why. Because if we look at it the way we're saying now, it comes out that it would appear that it's two different concepts. That Hashem Malchusei Koyim Lo'olam Olmei Omaya is a different pshat than Yimlach Hashem Lo'olam Alakayach Tzion L'Dev D'Aliyah. Hashem Alakayach Tzion is like we said. It means that ultimately that he will be able to see God's perfection from every realm, which means when man's actions are perfected. Right? Okay. But Hashem Malchusei Koyim Lo'olam Olmei Omaya means now. Like he said, Koyim right now. It means that it is... in relationship to God, it's a further continuation on God's essence. The only question is that why did they switch the two? Why is it in Kedusha de Sidra they have a different idea about the Malchus Hashem, and then the idea in the Kedusha de Tfilah is a different thing. I don't know. I don't know at this point why it is. It would appear that way. I mean, if we're following straight through with the Tirgum, it would appear that it's two different things. That's why they didn't use Yimlach Hashem Lo'olam, not because of the reason he says, because of the reason of the they wanted to use Tirgum Unkelus, because Tirgum Unkelus is superior. It would appear that it's a different concept altogether. Yimlach Hashem Lo'olam is a different concept altogether. But why did they change it in Kedusha to Sidra? That's the question. Why did they change it in Kedusha to Sidra? You want to say that the thing is that in Tefillah it's Kutaras Tefillah. So Kutaras Tefillah is saying Yimlach Hashem Lo'olam is misfal, that it should be, that the Kvayt Hashem should be completed, you see. But in Kedusha Sidra it's not Tefillah, it's simply Limud. Limud, you can't, it's not the place for Tefillah, right? But the only question is, if that's the case, they should have omitted it. Why do they substitute? So in Tefillah they should have Yimloch Hashem Le'olam. When it comes to Kedusha Sidra, so they should have said nothing. Let's stop over before.
No, you
want to. What?
I'll stand.
They're saying he's relegated to the spheres. Yeah. And then the second one's relegated to the earth. Now you're going back all the way up to the.
That's the final.
What does it mean? Malchus the Kodesh. Melach. Shem Melach, Shem Melach, Shem Melach. What does it mean? What does Malchus mean?
Different
things in different
places. Yeah. Because the one case it doesn't exist, the one case it does exist.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh.
There's two types of
Malchus.
Yeah.
There's one
Malchus
that's only expressed by man, and there's another
Malchus
expressed by the universe.
What does Noach means what? What does Noach mean?
Rule of name.
Noach means that you cannot change there's no way that you could change his laws. That's what Noach means. And Noach means that there's no way to escape his laws. That everything that his laws are part of your reality. What does Noach mean? A person accepts a Noach. He's a guy who lives in the kingdom. It means he has to accept these laws in the kingdom as part of his reality, and there's no way to abrogate any of those laws. His whole life has to be built within that framework of law. That law is reality, just like the reality of the physical is reality of his law. Right? No. Isn't that what Malchus is? Okay. Alright. Now, if that's the case, so then there's two different things. The first part of Kedusha is the recognition of God. That's the first part. Right? The recognition of God. Right? Alright. Now the second idea is a different idea. What's the second concept? The second concept is that what? That nothing can be changed, that a person must live within the reality of God's law. That nothing can be changed in that law. You understand? In other words, like this. Let me see if I can find a little better. Hold it. His wisdom. And one is his will. You understand what I mean? The first one is his wisdom. That's the first one. Malachal Arav Zivikare. You see from the Chachmi, you see Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's his wisdom. The second one is his will. What do I mean by his will? It means that the way he designed, the way it has to be, that's immutable. His immutable system. In other words, a person has to, man has to is confronted by his immutable system. That's what it means. Is malchus. You understand what I mean? Right.
Isn't that a result of his wisdom?
What? It's all one in relationship to God. There's no question about that. But in relationship to man, it's two. How is it two in relationship to man? In relationship to one, it is the first thing. It is avas Hashem. He sees chachmas Hashem, so naturally it leads to avas Hashem, right? In the relation to the second factor, it is the way he has to live. In other words, he has to accept the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Malchus. He must live according to the reality of Rav's laws. Right. That this is the way, he must accept this reality, acceptance of the reality of God.
So you understand what I mean? That will is that relationship?
Well, from one place to low place. That's his will. His will is everywhere.
And that's the result of his wisdom.
What do you mean? Of course it's a result of it. I understand. It's all in Hashem, there's no two parts, it's all one thing. But in relationship to man, it's perceived that it's two different things.
Yeah, but I'm trying to understand that in the way
one thing, there's two things in relationship to God. One thing is that a person perceives his greatness. So naturally he's filled with the love of God. That's one. But the second thing is when in the reality of his life, he must accept those given things. And he has to base his life around the way the reality is, and this reality can't be changed. In other words, his emotions have to give way to the reality. You understand what I mean? That this is the ultimate reality, and he has to accept this reality. Correct?
In terms of man, you're saying the difference between man's understanding.
First aspect. Kedusha begins with his wisdom, and it concludes with his will. With the acceptance. That's Kedusha. Both of them. But in Tefillah, where it's Betarah, so you add the Tefillah of Yimloch Hashem La'olam. They both, in other words, I'm saying like this, that Kedusha has to have Malchus. That Malchus is a follow up of Kedusha. Now, first Kedusha is recognition of God and an acceptance of that reality. You understand what I mean? That's Kedusha. Recognition and acceptance of that reality. So Because once he recognizes that this is, he recognizes the greatness of this reality, you see, he recognizes it's the first step. And the second thing is that that is Malchus Hashem. He recognizes that this is the reality that he has to live by, and there's total submission to this reality, total acceptance of this reality. This is it. It's immutable. See, that's Malchus. So Kedusha goes from recognition, the first part, you see, to the acceptance. That's the last part. But there's two forms. One form is in Kedusha of Sidra, and one form is in Kedusha of Tefillah. That I use what Dan said. In Tefillah, where you're being mispal, so you incorporate the idea of the Malchus with the, you add the Tefillah to it. You see, that is Malchus, that it should be, because since it's Bataris Tefillah, so therefore you complete it, that it, we should, not only we accept the Malchus, but that his Malchus should be complete. Right? But in the Kedusha Sidra, where it's just Limud, so therefore you just enunciate the proposition. Hashem Malchus, Ekoran Lo Amai, he's the ultimate reality, his law is immutable, and the person has to live according to that law. Whatever he does, I mean, is, if he doesn't live according to that law, then there's another law which God is going to work.
Make it in prayer position. The yeah. First one is the.
His Malchus exists now. You know what I mean? In other words, like this. That's like this way. They're both, Kedusha has two parts. One is recognition, and the second one is acceptance of his will, which means living according to his will. First thing is recognition, then is acceptance, right? Now, in tefillah, you see, so the acceptance involves, since it's Bataris Tefillah, so you speak of total acceptance. What's a total acceptance? Total acceptance means when ultimately a person lives exactly according to his ultimate plan. That's a total acceptance, right? But the fact, right? But in Kedusha de Sidra, you can't, it's not, there's no tefillah over there. So you just say that his Malchus exists forever. His Malchus exists forever. His reality is a reality forever. You understand? So regardless, in other words, like this, let me put it this way. Let's say there's two levels of Malchus. One level of Malchus is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immutable. So the guy doesn't keep the Torah. So you say outside the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, there's certain results that are going to occur. Right? So the results are going. Guy lives, a guy, let's say a guy doesn't live according to Torah, right? So he's outside the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course not, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts a certain way, and certain results will occur to him, right? Right? You understand what I mean?
Even when he doesn't live correctly. There's certain laws about that too.
So Hashem Malchusei Koyim Lo'olam Lo'olam Amayi, even for the Rishoyim. What is he really, the pasuk in you see why, I'll show you why the pasuk in is very good. Why the pasuk in Oz Yashir? Pasuk in Oz Yashir is Hashem Yimloch Lalam Vod, right? Yeah. What is Hashem Yimloch Lalam Vod doing over there? What is it over there?
The
That's right. After the whole thing, what happened to the Mitzrayim, right? So they're Rishayim, right? But the Malchus Hashem is evident even from the Russia, not only from the Tzaddik, from Russia too. Why? They lived according to riches, right? What happens to Rechavon Vayam? Hashem Malchus Ikon, Lo Lo Ma Maya. His Malchus is always there. No matter how a guy lives, he can't escape his Malchus. That's the reality. Guy wants to live in a beneficial way with that reality, fine. He wants to live in a bad way, he's still in the reality. He can't escape it. That's why it concludes. Hashem Malchus, that's why Uncle was talking that way. Hashem Malchus Ikon, Lo Lo Ma Maya. It's always existing. No matter what a guy does, it's always there. You see? That's one. That's the Kedusha de Sidra, right? That's the Kedusha, that's Malchus Bataras Limud. Bataras Limud of Malchus, what is the Malchus? So you have to understand, the Malchus is that his will is immutable, and there's no escape from it. No matter how a person lives, there's going to be certain results, because he's always the Malach, right? But Yimlech Hashem La'olam is a different thing. Yimlech Hashem La'olam means that there's a recognition on the part by man of his Malchus. If a person recognizes Malchus, then he can only live correctly. Because once a person recognizes Malchus, then naturally he's going to want to live in the most beneficial way. You understand? So Yimloch Hashem La'olam is the recognition on the part of man of his Malchus. You see? But Hashem Malchus Ekoim is the reality, regardless whether man recognizes or not. So in Tefillah, where it's Bataras Tefillah, so you speak of the highest form of Malchus. Not only the fact that the Malchus exists, but that man should recognize his Malchus. You understand what I mean? You see? Man should recognize his Malchus. But in the Kedusha de Sidra, that's not the place of Tefillah. So you use the Pasuk of Hashem Yimlech Lo Lavad, the Pasuk from Oz Yashir. Because that Pasuk really shows you that's the end of the Shira. Why is that the end of the Shira? Because what is the whole Shira? Oh, Shira is the Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oz Yashir, that these Rishayim thought they can get away with. They thought they can control the world the way they wanted. Pirate didn't want to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He rejected the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says, Right? Hashem Yimlachon Avarad. Hashem Alchusei Kohen Lo Amaya. We see that was evident from Yamsuf. You know what I mean? That's the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah's Limud. But B'Torah's Tefillah, there's an added thing. Not only that his Malchus exists, but that man should recognize his Malchus. That's Yimlach Hashem Lo Elam Alakayach Tziyayin, right? You understand what I mean? Okay. The Yimloch is not only that God's Malchus exists, but it's a tefillah that man should recognize that this Malchus exists. You see? That's the Yimloch. Right? But Kedusha must end with Malchus. Kedusha must end with Kedusha is first the recognition of God, and then the acceptance of his Malchus. But there's two ways. One way is there's two things about this Malchus. One thing about this Malchus is that this Malchus exists, and the second thing is that man recognizes and accepts. Point. In other words, Malchus Hashem means that God's reality permeates the universe, right? That a person must live in accordance with this reality, right? Okay. Now, the first way is a person must live accordance with this reality. That concept is expounded in terms of limud. Anyway, that's it. I mean, there's no way to escape it. Because Malchus is always there. The way in Tefillah is the higher level of Malchus means not only that it is so, but that all men should recognize that it is so. It has an additional factor. It's Malchus Hashem with an additional factor. What's the additional factor? That man should recognize that this is so. Right? That's what there is Tefillah. Right. That's really the Malchus and Rosh Hashanah is which Malchus? The Malchus and Rosh Hashanah. That's Yimlach Hashem Lo'olam. Cholin Vasikur Roshmech Lachnes Lach Kol Rishay Yoratz. Yakir V'yedu Kol Yeshvei Tevel. Kilchot Tevar Kol Barach. Right? Okay. So, in the Teres Tefillah, there's one added factor. Not only that the Malchus is there, but it is the Teres Tefillah speaking of Malchus, that everybody should recognize this Malchus. Because this will lead to the perfection of the universe, perfection of Ma'aseh Hashem. So it ties in further. You understand what I mean? Right? So, but in Teres Limud, you can't be misspelled with Teres Limud. So Teres Limud, it's just the recognition that the Malchus exists. That's not the Pasuk Yimlach Hashem Li'olam, that's the Pasuk, which Pasuk? Hashem Alchusei, Hashem Yimlach Olam Vod, by Sisferach, by Oz Yashir. Hashem Alchusei Kam Olam Maya. Right? That's for sure. But there's two things in Kedusha, there's two aspects of Kedusha. One aspect is recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognition first, and then acceptance of his Malchus. You say acceptance of his Malchus, that's perfection for man. Recognition and acceptance of the Malchus. Living according to recognition of this, this is the living according to the this ultimate reality.
Now,
yes.
What's the
Kadosh? Kadosh in Yetzer. In Yetzeres is only recognition. Yetzer is only recognition. Because in Yetzeres, you're only saying Yetzer, the whole bracha is a mayor, Loras, Lodomer, Barak, Matu, Bahash, Kointer. Only recognition. That's the whole bracha. Shall only in terms of God. You see? That's why you don't have Yimlach Hashem Lo'olam over there. It doesn't belong there. That's right. This is just purely recognition. That's purely recognition. That's a mayor lord. That's purely recognition of God. It has nothing to do with acceptance of his malchus. You see? But then you have, in the tefillah you have it, the terrorist tefillah, Yom HaRashim Re'alam, right? And they're right. The biggest raya is the tefillah that you have it. Because see, in Rosh Hashanah they change the tefillah. So you see, right? And tefillah it's different. That's Yom HaRashim Re'alam. That's Yom HaRashim Re'alam. See? But in Kedusha the Sidra, it is B'teres Limud. So there's three really. One is just B'teres, the first one is just B'teres recognition. That's it. A Me'alar, it's just recognition. It's a Krishna. Okay? So there's three types. Three types. Now what do you want? Why did you say anything about God after the Shevach? Baruch Hashem Kaimai. Because Baruch Hashem Kaimai has to do with recognition of his essence.
Then you have the acceptance.
What's different from the...
Well, now once you know by God, now you know the natural result of that is that this reality which is above everything, this is the ultimate reality, which means that you can't escape his Malchus. That's Hashem Malchus Hakoyim Lo Olam HaMaya. Was there on now? Was there on just now? That's right. Kama Dor Nagi Gulech Lo Nefer Mitzachim Gurishos Fanaki Shishpacha Lekinim Pinu Lo Yom Shalom HaVad is really what? We said there's three parts of Kedusha. Well, actually, there's two subdivisions. There's the first Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Hashem Kaimai in juxtaposition to Yimloich, and then if you just take Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Hashem Kaimai, that's also broken down into two parts. In other words, There's two parts to Kedusha. First, then the first is Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Hashem and Kaimai. That's one. That's one unit.
Yeah.
Then Yimlach Hashem. Well, that's the result, right? Okay. Now, in the first part, part A, which is Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Hashem and Kaimai, there's two parts. The first part is regular enunciation, and the second part is what is the natural response from the Lumos Hashem and Kaimai, right? Ah. So now the Dover does is what really. It's Baruch Hu Hashem Kamei. That's what it is. Dovdo misbalat that this reaction should take place in us. See the reaction.
Okay.
Now, okay. That's all the Torah. You mean that it's yeah. Well, you're right.
It's both.
Recognition of his essence, right?
Recognition that he exists.
Right.
Recognition of his essence?
First is recognition. That's the first two parts, right? The Shevach, okay, fine. And then after that comes what? Comes Malchus. What is Malchus? That's the next step. The recognition of his, that he is the ultimate reality.
Yeah. Right?
This
reality.
In this reality. Your reality. Right. Hello? One is Torah's Tefillah, one is the Torah's. That's the way it works. And one is Torah's. Right. That's it. You guys are gump is because there's a pasuk that says Malach Hashem Yedudin Yedudin. See? Malach Hashem Yedudin. There's a pasuk that says Tigrim. Malach Hashem Yedudin. Brother. Malach Hashem Yedudin. Like the Malachim, that's all.
That's
what it's together. Fit together also. Regular sharp.
Well, why did they do it? Why did the Malachim?
Well, see, that's to show that's the first we mentioned that in condition to begin with. That part of Kavanah, well, that's actually even through the Hoshmer, you have to have regular Shara. Why? Because part of the Kavanah is, that's what the Rambam says, part of Kavanah is Kilo Emed Mylar. Kilo Emed Mylar is part of Kavanah. Part of Kavanah. That's, it means that he has to do it as the Malachim do it. That's the Kavanah they have to have. As the Malachim do it.
Well, that's right.